Lessons from the late Parshas Bahaloscha. So the war's over, now what? You've also gone through a war, but your year's over, now what? One of my favorite Parshas ever happens to be Bahaloscha, simply because it's this week's Parsha. No, but it is, and let's explain to you why. First of all, I want to dedicate this year to Zecher Nishmas, my grandmother. I'm off to America shortly, and next week, I don't know where I'll be. So I want to dedicate this year, your tides next week, Chana Lifsha Bas Beryl Dov was very, very close with my grandmother, and she taught me invaluable lessons, some of which hopefully has changed the way that I am. So certainly it's important to me to dedicate it. Certainly we dedicated Nebuch for all the Cholim and all those who lost their lives during this war. And Mirtz Hashem, the ceasefire, I hope, means something. And there will be some reaction. And unfortunately, the difficulty of the overflow of what has happened here in Eretz Yisrael is that anti-Semitism, which we knew about and forgot about because of Corona, is certainly on the rise. And when Palestinians can protest on the streets of New York, with seemingly is without any care or concern by anyone, is scary. I haven't heard a word from the governor or the mayor. It's a very, very scary thing. Why is Bahaloscha my favorite parsha? Because as a student of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, I remember it. You know, the idea of the menorah is repeated, besides obviously for Hanukkah, but is repeated three central times in the Torah. It's repeated here in Bahaloscha, interestingly enough, not in Devarim, which you would think would be because that is the review of the Torah, but in Shemos, in Parshas Truma Tetzaveh. In Tetzaveh, the Rabbanu Shalom commands the menorah to be lit by Aaron. We have the command, which is interesting, when they're building the Mishkan, we have the command of Shemen Lamaor, obviously being used to light, and the Ketores HaSamim. And then we have it listed again, not that many weeks ago, but in another Sefer in Vayikra, in Parshas Emor. When we finish the enumeration of the Moadim, of all the great holidays, the commandment of the menorah, interestingly, nothing else, but the menorah itself is commanded. And then in our Parsha. So we know already, probably, you know, one of the famous Rashis that you might know, Lama Nismecha Parshas HaMenorah LeParshas HaNesiim. What is the connection? Those that know Hanukkah reading, when I was a kid, I guess the first memory I have when they landed in school was like, this is really cool, Hanukkah. Every day, right? They land, it's basically the same landing. And I didn't know, there was, in my mind, like, 8 Nesiim, it's going to be perfect. And now we get Zos Hanukkah the 8th day, and I'm like, whoa, no. 9, 10, 11, okay. Then finally, Zos Hanukkah Samazbeyach, I'm like, now we're done. No, Bahalos Chasaneros, right? There's like a connection, Hanukkah landing on Zos Hanukkah. So, says Rashi, what's the connection? Lefi, Kishera Aaron Chanukas HaNesiim, Chalsha Az Datoy. He had Chalisha Zadas, he felt bad. I want to be able to serve Hashem too. Shlo Haya Imayim, B'Chanukah. There's something amazing happened, as we know. The Nesiim is exactly the same. What is the Torah repeating over and over again? Right? Most Pesukim, last week's Parsha, right? We just read yesterday. Some say it's the longest because of Shavuos. Right after Shavuos, you got to start with the big parasha. A lot of mitzvahs, a lot of Rashis, a lot of Gemaras. So he said, I want to do it. And what happened? It was Ba'achdos. Everybody gave exactly the same korban. But we still, the Torah repeats it. It doesn't just say, oh, and here's each shevet, here are their names, and they gave this korban. No, everyone. It was unique, it was special. They shared agalot. Shelo haya mitam mechanikos. He wasn't able to bring. Amr lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayecha. Wake up, man. Smile. Shelcha gedola bishalahem. Ata madlik ha-meitiv ha-meneiros, the Tanchuma says. Later, what does that mean? It's not just in the Mikdash. We're going to do the mitzvah of Chanukah, right? Of Chanukah. Which seems very strange. We're the descendants, of course, of Aaron, but we're not the direct descendants, unless we're Kohanim. We're not Shevet Levi. So his Chalisha Sadas, according to the Medrash, is not only would he light the menorah, but there would be a Hanukkah one day. We have to understand what's going on over here. What's so special about the menorah? So the reason why I said this is so special, because a number of times a year, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would relate this, and every single one of my kids knows, oh, here's Abba's Bahalos, here we go. So actually, one of the reasons why I'm flying in is my boss's son is getting married, Morty Yeager, Mazel Tov. So I'm going in. I have like a little feeling, maybe I'm wrong. At some point, they'll probably ask me to speak. Probably not under the chuppah, you know, but maybe at a Sheva Brachas or something, at the Ofrov. And I always like to use this vort. Besides the fact, the end of our parasha says, V'chol Beisi Nemanu. Moshe Rabbeinu is called out by his sister and his brother. And the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kvoidu V'afnu, comes down and he says, No, L'chein Abdi Moshe. V'chol Beisi Nemanu. And I always, right, whenever you go to a wedding, especially if you're the older sibling and your younger siblings get it, where does that come from, Bais Neman B'Yisrael? So I think it's from our parasha. We want you to be like a Moshe Rabbeinu. But it starts with the parasha of Bahalo Yisrael. The Neiro symbolizes, amazing, I just saw this, Rav David Feinstein said this, Rav Aaron would say this, I believe he used to quote in the name of the Chobos HaLevavos. Each of the branches are mathematics, history, science. Rashi right over here says, Metiv, they were all centered around the menorah, around the Shamash. What's the Shamash, the Torah? Your year's over? Sure bet. Okay, we would like that. You can. You're going to college? That's fine. Rav Aaron was there. You have to get a degree. Rav Aaron got a law degree from NYU. You have to have a profession. But it has to be centered around the Torah. Rabbi Yisai, the entire year I'm trying to shake this into your system. We're different. We'll discuss in a moment. An Or Lagayim. We'll explain what that is and what it isn't. Our entire job is to center around the menorah of the Torah and say, no, I believe I could wear a shirt from Tommy Hilfiger. I could wear a shirt from Banana Republic. That's okay. I could wear Cole Haan's. That's okay. But my life has to be centered around the Shamash. I should learn mathematics. I should become a doctor. I should become a lawyer. I should become an accountant. All those things are fine, but centered around something central. The Chalishas Hadas that Ribbono Shel Olam says to Moshe, to Aaron HaKohen, is what? Guess what? Your menorah is going to be the center of everything that is Jewish. It's interesting. Not interesting. Not a coincidence. The Semel of Medinas Yisrael is the menorah with the two olive branches on the side, which is from our Haftorah, beautiful Haftorah this week. If you ever want an inspiration, Zechariah HaNavi, inspiration of times of Mashiach, Reini V'Simchi Basion. Also interesting, if you go to the Knesset, you have that gorgeous menorah there. That's based on the prophecy of Yeshayahu, which we'll refer to, of being an Or Lagayim, but we have to understand what Or Lagayim is. So comes along Rabbi Moiri, Rav Meir Goldbach, and he asks us, posh the question, why the three times? Why do we need the explanation of the menorah three times? What's so special about it? So Rav Goldbach says that there are three different facets to what the menorah, to what Or signifies. One is the inyan of Metzius, the Giloy of Metzius, right? If you're in a room, famous Lubavitch Rebbe, you're in a room that's very dark, and you light but one candle, all of a sudden you light up the room. There are certain times where there's the guy that's the life of the party, it's a dull party, and all of a sudden that guy walks in, like, oh, now Hartstein's here, now we could party. Now it's a fun party, never happened to me, but okay, now it's a party. What Or does is that it lets us see from the darkness, and it could be a huge amount of darkness. All the lights are off. The electricity went out. And one candle allows you to see. Gilui Metzius. The menorah is also a bitui for kavod. It's very interesting because the pasuk says, as we said in Truma, Shemen Lama Or. So why is it, Ketores HaSamen, why is it when we're building the Mishkan, we start talking about Or. That doesn't have to do with the building itself. I'm not going to need the Shemen for a lot later. But that's covered to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Das HaKeinei Bali HaToisa says, the Avoidus Yom Yom, what we spoke about last week, the Tumid, the in and out, that's important. You know what shows Kavod HaMelech more than anything else? A guy that lights a huge candelabra in the middle of the day. What's the point of that? What's the point of that? Right? It's Kavod. We light Shabbos candles, the Rambam says to us, that's called Kavod Shabbos. Why? Because it's not normal, especially in our day. There's something unique and special. Candlelight dinner. Right? You go to the restaurant and they light candles because it's a special day. But there are lights on in the room. What is this helping? It adds to it. It shows covet. Only rich people have that. It's a covetic thing. It's covet to Rosh. And by the way, Ketores was the same thing. The beautiful smell. So you go to somebody's house. Wow. You know, I always think of the story of Esther and all these women that are going to try out to be queen. And what does it say? They have to dip themselves in besamim for months. It's like just so when they go to the king, they smell amazing. Because that's covet. So this was covet to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When there's increased or. And different psukim, Rav Goldberg quotes, Yishayahu, and others speak about kavod Hashem, al bi'urim kavod Hashem. So why is it in Parshas Emor? Because the Moadim remind us of the importance of Simcha. Simcha in our lives is something that we unfortunately sometimes take for granted. And we take it so much for granted that people unfortunately have to go to psychologists because they lack simcha. They're in a state of sadness. Dikayon. The last 11 days were very difficult for many people, especially kids sitting in the South. And I admit I did not do enough. But to see pictures of toys, board games, and things that we gave away to kids in the South, to see their faces, somebody who collected from Beit Shemesh, a little bit of a return. On Friday morning, they interviewed a guy who lives in Ashkelon. And Ashkelon was hit, as we know. He says, I never left the bomb shelter. My daughter's birthday was yesterday. She says, this is the birthday I have? Even to get the cake, to run back to get the cake from the cake, to try to bake a cake while there's sirens. At least you can have a birthday, he said. I told her, your birthday's today. We're going out today. Right after all the Moadim of Simcha, the Menorah comes. Who reminds us of Simcha. And now let's go back to each of these different events. So, the Korban of the Nisim was done to bring Kavod to Hashem. If we go back for a moment to our first Parsha, it's interesting because we'll actually... The Haftorah of Parshas Bereishis is, we'll speak about it in a moment, the Pasuk about being an Or LaGoyim, also about the light. Because that's how the Torah should start. That's the central focus of the Jewish people. But give me a minute. The reason why is that we have to remind ourselves that we're on this earth, as the Parsha tells us, Truma Tetzaveh says, because we want to bring kavod to Hashem. We want to show kavod. That's why we're on this earth. Kavod to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But there's an inyan of simcha. We have to do it with happiness. Yes. And we have to be megala the metzius. Understand the tachlis of why we are here. On Friday night, I was invited to a question and answer at Rav Paltiel's house with the Shir Bet guys. I pointed it out this morning on Lessons from the Lay. There were a lot of great questions. I was very surprised. Maybe it's because of a sheer bad thing. Normally the sheer olive guys are horrible. So you've had question and answers through the year, right? Have you had question and answer? So, yeah. And then always Ramo is like, make sure this is a question that other people want to hear. It never is. What does the halakha say about aliens, rabbis? I'm like, oh God, here we go. Right? Was Harry Potter Jewish? I'm like, no, what do you, why? This question is for Rav Siv. I'm like, oh no. So, somebody asked me the following question. What is the number one halacha that is a misconception? Either halacha that we don't follow, because we're modern Orthodox, I don't know, or one that we do follow that's not even halach. So, this is off the cuff. I don't know what to do, you know? I'm thinking of all these things that are coming to my head. What do I say? What do I say? And it's not on Y Torah. I can say anything. And this thing comes to me. And I think this is the yisod of what we're speaking about now. What comes to me? What comes to me is, wait a minute. Excuse me for saying this. What is halacha? The Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Shabbos famously says, if you're careful with Ner, it speaks about Ner Chanukah, Ner Shal Shabbos, and Ner Shal Mikdash, Ner Shal Beis Knesset. There are people, right, we say, V'chol Misha Uskin B'tzarech Yitzibah, right? Shunotim Ner Ma'or. There are people who actually say, the donation I want to give to Leva Torah is I want to pay for the electricity. I want to pay for the light.
There's an engine like that.
So what does it mean? We love looking for easy ways out. How many of you on Erev Rosh Chodesh said the tefillah of the Shlah, right? Big things, maybe not for you as much. To have banim tamidei chachamim. Everybody's running to say this one tefillah because we love that. We love just to put a key in mechala and say, well, now I'm going to have parnasa because I put a key in mechala. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants me to do. Oh, look, I have this ren bendel. Now I'm going to have no ayin hara. We love to do something that is so simple. Check, I did it. God, you have to protect me. The Zohar says if you stay up all Shavuos night, you can't die that year. Wait a minute, I know that guy that, Dr. Shitos. But that's not halacha. Halacha isn't this dry sefer that we read and say, okay, I got to do X, Y, and Z. Does Hashem care how I tie my shoes in the morning? Really? The answer is yes. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, every day in davening, those who live in Eretz Yisrael, we read a beautiful line that says, "Ala tikri halichus olam, ela halachos, halichus are halachos." Rosh Hashanah was like, what are we, a bunch of babies? We're playing a little game? It sounds the same, get it? Halichas halachos. Banayach banayach. He says, no. Halacha is, as it sounds, a halicha. It's the way that we walk. The reason why we wear a yarmulke, and I love the term we call it the Iron Dome, but in Hebrew it's called a kippat barzel. Why is it called a kippah, a dome? Because a kippah, yore malka, the word is called a yarmulke. Yore malka, I fear God. I'm supposed to wear a yarmulke and think to myself, wait a minute, I can't say that, I'm wearing a yarmulke. Chil Hashem. It can't be that you guys never got the speech on the bus before the trip. I always got that speech from my, right? The principal, listen up, especially the boys, listen up. You're wearing your half the jackets and your half the yarmulkes, you know. You gotta know, Chil Hashem, be careful what you do, what you say. These people may have never seen a Jew before. Be careful, Chil Hashem, because we're Yoreh Malka. But if I can't walk without making a bracha, because my life is thanksgiving to the Rabbanu Shalom. Yes, I'm going to tie my shoe a certain way. Shemon Esrei, I'm going to think to myself, wait, what do I do first? Do I go back with my right or my left? I forgot. Because if I'm centered around God all the time, I won't be able to sin because God's in front of me all the time. Hopefully. If my parents were in the room, I probably wouldn't be watching what I'd be watching at 2 o'clock in the morning in my bed when nobody's there under my covers. If your rabbi, it sounds better, your rabbi was in the room, you would watch that? Nebuchadnezzar Aleinu, a few years ago, they made the room next to the weight room, the miklat, into like a hangout room now. I think that's what it is now. It was a little bit weird because the year that they started it, it was actually also the Sephardi based measure with the Sifrei Torah there. So a guy tells me a story about a kid, Nebuchadnezzar, who was watching a very inappropriate movie, let's call it, and he didn't care. And this bothered me. Obviously, their bonus home is watching. You know, the famous line that Yosef HaTzadik was about to sin, and in the image of the window, he sees Dubuk Yikno Shel Aviv. He sees his father's image. It's a strange thing. What happened over there? Wow, that's cool. No, it's not what you think it is. Do you know who he really saw? Himself. He saw the image of himself, like a mirror, like a glass. You could see your image. That's why we're not supposed to daven in front of a window. Because if you see yourself, it's like you're davening to yourself. Some of us would like to daven to ourselves, but that's not appropriate in halacha. What are we talking about, Rabbi Yisai? He saw himself, he looked like his father. But he said, This is who I am? Are you kidding me? No. Halacha isn't what you think it is. Just dry. I did it. And the greatest example of this is this year. Rav Osher Weiss would say this all the time. Rav Chanan Wasserman writes, there's something that's called Ratzon HaTorah. Halacha is canceled. The Mishnah Berurah was canceled during Corona. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch HaShulchan, whatever you want to say, Chayu Adam, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. No, you can't daven in a minyan. What do you mean I can't? Halacha says I have to. I'm going to do it no matter what. Shiksa! Right, if people go crazy, what are you doing? No, the Halacha says the Mishnah Berurah. Are you crazy? I'm on an LL plane. Literally, this is all they announced. We need you to be really careful. And one thing we ask, and one thing only, Rabbi Yisai, you're on an emergency flight. We're taking you back to your home country, Baruch Hashem. Please do not congregate and daven. That's all we're asking you. If you want to daven in your seat, even with a minion, even if you're going to annoy everybody, you're allowed to. Please don't congregate. Thank you very much, LL Airlines. Might if. Did you just hear what he said? That's not halacha. That's stupidity. That's the misconception. That's what the menorah is supposed to remind us of. That's the chalishas hadas that Ribbono Shel Olam says to Aaron HaKohen, Chayecha, wake up! There's going to be a holiday of Or every year that's the holiday of Golos called Chanukah, where there's going to be this little light and it's going to burn so brightly. Chanukah 1999, Y2K. You've heard about this? I know you don't know about it because I wasn't alive. I know. Everybody thought the lights would go out. And it happened to be that year, December 30th. It was Hanukkah. And everybody was like, but the Hanukkah candles Friday night. Right? The Shabbos candles will light brightly and all the goyims, the lights will be out. It happened to be Christmas time, right? Oh, no, I'm but we have the candles. Cute. Obviously nothing happened, of course. All these people that spent millions of dollars on Y2K products and... But what's the point? Yeah, there's an emes to it. But what is my tafkid in the world? Yes, it's true, I need to be besimcha. 100%. But my point is to give kavod shamayim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. To give him nachas ruach. That's what Hashem is telling Aaron HaKohen. How? To understand the metzios of life, to be open to the real or, which we call the Or LaGoyim. Or LaGoyim has been totally misinterpreted by the world. By the world, I mean specifically the conservative and reform, who took this term Or LaGoyim repeated time over in Yeshayahu as the Navi. It is the Haftorah for Parshas Kisavoy. The last Haftorah shifted to Nechemta. Right before Rosh Hashanah, we remind ourselves this amazing Haftorah. And we speak about this concept of being an Or LaGoyim. Why? Because we say, Kumi Ori, wake up! Wake up! Kumi Ori Ba, Orich, Kavod Hashem Alecha. You're here for Kavod Hashem, Rabbi Yisai. That's why you're on the earth. Ti Mechavod Shem Hashem. V'hilchu Goyim Le'orech. And the nations will come to your Or. And that's why I think it's the Haftorah Parshas Bereishis similar to this as well. It's another of Yeshayahu HaNavi's beautiful, this same idea that we have to be an Or LaGoyim, because when the world was created, it's constantly being created. We are the purpose of Israel is to serve as an Or, but it's not what people say Or LaGoyim is. Shh, let's just be like that. Yay! Wait, should I walk with them now? Yeah, what are you guys saying? Free Palestine! Free, Jewish people, J Street, Raboisai. Shh, don't say, you're right, Israel is, come on, we are guilty of a little bit of war crime. Come on. They think that an Or LaGoyim means just be like them, and at some point they'll turn around and say, you guys are okay. I mean, you are white, so we're okay. No! That's not what an Or LaGoyim is. The menorah doesn't remind us that we are different. We're wackos, we're crazy, the greatest thing ever. To be called not normal? Ah. It's a great story, I've repeated, but I love the story because it should remind you guys of Eretz Yisrael. Listen to the story. There's a station on the radio called NPR. Fran tells the story. NPR, back in the day when there's only radio, it says, "The Sounds of Israel." So they go Friday to Tel Aviv. "The Sounds of Israel." What do you hear? You hear that annoying, I don't know what it's called, you know, the ball and the boom, 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 you know, going back and forth, the ball and the racket, the ball and the racket. And you hear people having a good time, and you hear the beach. And he says, "The city of Tel Aviv, like any city in the world." And then they go to Yerushalayim on Friday. And everything's crazy. There's hustle and bustle. And this guy's getting hit. And the guy's running to the mikvah. Shabi, shabi, you know, minche, minche. He says, "The city of Jerusalem, an abnormal city." Right? He doesn't know what's going on here. That's the greatest compliment for the Jewish people. Next year, we have the Shemitah year. The famous story of the Panovich Arav, right before, I don't know if it's true, but it sounds good. Erev Rosh Hashanah, he goes up to a tree, a fruit-bearing tree, and hugs it, and he says, "Good Shabbos to you. It's your year. You get to rest." It's abnormal that a cucumber has... We have to think about next year. Well, where did the cucumber come from? Is it Hetz Mechir? Is it from the Arabs? I don't want to buy from the Arabs. Is it from the Jews? Then we have to throw it out in a certain way. What do I do with the peels? Yeah, we're abnormal. That's an Orla Gayim. These people are different. They're not like the way that the world is acting about everything. This guy gets up. He must be Jewish. He's got up for that old person. Because you know what? My life is halichos olam. Because the way, it's obvious that if somebody gets on and they're older than I am, I say, "Please sit here." And when they insist, "No, no, no," I say, "I am not sitting down until you sit down, sir." It's obvious that if people are suffering in the South, I'm not just dominating them, I'm trying to do something. Because that's who I am. I have to bring light into the nations and realize I don't care the way people act. I'm not going to be only better than them. I'm going to be much better than them. The war is over. Every nation, go back to regular life. Okay, let's go. Let's go back to Tel Aviv now, Yishkayach. Friday, let's go have a fun time in the beach. No! I'm going to increase my Torah learning. I'm going to increase my mitzvahs, my halichas olam. I'm going to stop looking at people and saying, "Well, you know, they're not like me." No! That's the or that we give over. That's the Mashiach. This is what we're talking about. Yeshayah was talking about the times of Mashiach. Zechariah, now Rav Torah. Right? Even Simchi Basion. There's going to come a time, you're in the time. There's going to be a menorah with two olives on the side. That's Medina Sisharo by side. Don't just leave your year in Israel and be, as one of my Rebbe would say, faker. Don't be a faker. Take with you what you say. Yes, I want to be different. It's going to be hard. I'm going to come home and my everybody's going to make fun of me. My friends who didn't go to Israel, they're going, "Oh, look at this loser. He's got to go to Mincha now. Look at his Shmonesri. It doesn't make any sense. I thought he would go to Israel for the year and know Hebrew better. His Hebrew's much worse now. Look how long his Shmonesri is. Something wrong with this guy. He wants to sit and learn now? I don't understand what's going on with him. Oh, here we go. Here comes the lecture about how we can't have non-kosher. Here we go. We eat out. It's only milchiks. It's fine. It's okay. I'm abnormal. It's fine. I go to a secular college. I'm abnormal. Yes, I don't go to parties on Friday night. I don't do this. I'm going to the work world. I don't do this. I don't do that. Yes, Baruch Hashem. That's the true Orla Gayim. You know who really respects you? The people who respect you are the ones that you show them that you're different, not you show them that you're the same. Should be Zaycha Rabbi Isai to recognize the ore inside of each of you. You have a unique talent to share with the world that I don't have and he doesn't have. It's unique to you. Bring it out so that people can see the glory of Judaism. That is Chayecha. That is Aaron HaKohen saying, "Wow, these are the people that I..." Yes. Should be zeichet to see the nevuah of Yishayahu Hanavi, Zechariah Hanavi, the binyan bayis shlishi v'meheru v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.